Mr. Bobble, she said, so sorry, but we're awful light these days.
I've come for an idea, miss.
I understand that, sir, but our stock is rather light.
Missy, I came for an idea.
Sir, please, we should have fresh ones within the week. She had no way of knowing if that was true, but it sounded convincing enough to her.
What about that one up there?
Mr. Bobbles pointed a big fat finger at the golden tin on the high shelf. Sunshine dug her heel into the toes of her other foot, punishing herself for her stupidity.
That's a good idea.
I can see that.
But not a great one.
Any one will suffice. I need to work on a new novel and haven't a clue what to write. I'd like to get started post-haste.
Please reconsider.
Missy, your customer is becoming very frazzled. Now bring that thing down, package it up, and take my barter bills, or I'll be forced to report you to the High Constable.
Sunshine puffed out her cheeks in aggravation.
Well, there's no need to be so stubborn.
She entered the back and brought out a collapsed ladder. She unfolded it, clicked it into place, and retrieved the golden tin. She ground her teeth as she unrolled some brown paper packaging and wrapped it around the tin, tying it off with twine. She stamped it with the store seal, took his 75 barter bills, and saluted him pathetically. In his huge hands, the man scooped up his purchase, tipped his floppy hat to her, and left, whistling a marching band tune.
I'm toast, she sighed.